What is your take on implementing a shop floor solution for a manufacturer? Why do you think that this often is so difficult compared to implementing a warehouse solution?
It's a very funny issue because the customer is not thinking about this, but often when somebody comes to us and say, we would like a shop floor solution, it's always based on economics or planning. So it's always either the CFO who wants to measure how long time do we actually use manufacturing this? Is it a good deal or is it not a good deal? What is the setup cost and the runtime cost, etc.? Or the planner also wants to know, is the routings correct? Are the routings actually reflecting how long time it takes? So our plan is correct. But those two arguments has nothing to do with the people in the manufacturing area. So the people working in the production don't get any value for those two questions. So if the pain is only what the CFO and the planners has as a pain, it's complex to implement because the production people will only feel measured. They will only feel they will have to register more than they're doing today when they just write with a pen on a piece of paper, whatever they have done. Whereas on the other hand, if you come with a warehouse solution, everybody in the warehouse, they will jump up and down saying, cool, we're getting scanners, we're getting barcodes. This is going to help us so much in our daily life. So they love having a warehouse system and they would be the most urgent one to get it. So there's basically a reluctance on a shop floor solution that it's the people working with the solution is not the people gaining the direct value of the solution. And that's a very big cultural issue and has nothing to do with the ERP system or the shop floor solution. And therefore, my argument is when I talk to customers about this, if you cannot provide value to the production people, for instance, overview of what they're doing, the ability to predict what to do in 2 hours from now to see is the stuff before my operation ready to be picked or when, or did it even start on the previous operation? So I need a lot of overview and I need a lot of value in my daily work. And if I don't do that, you need to handle that culturally in a very urgent manner. You understand my point?
Yeah, I understand the point. So what you say is that shop floor solution should look at the shop floor workers through the needs of their day-to-day business rather than through the needs of the plant manager or the CFO.
If you tell the people in the production you need to register start and stop and output quantities in real time and everything, you need to do that. And they would ask why, and you would say, because then we can control you better and we can see if your jobs add values to our company. And they would say, no, I'm not going to do that. I won't be overviewed in that way. But if you come to them and you say, we can provide you some screens that give you very nice overview of what to do, and you can help us doing prioritization of the orders. So if you can see this is not possible, the stuff that somebody thought I was going to use or to do this afternoon, I'm not going to do it because it's not possible, because I lack components or the setup on my machine is not ready or whatever. If I can give that feedback instantly on the computer and make somebody replan what we're going to do, I can add value also to my business or to my job. And so you need actually to give autonomy to the production people. They need to run the production. That's the important stuff. So you have a planner suggesting how they should do and what they should do. And then you have the production people. They should be able to do what is best in the production because they always know what is best, in my opinion.
Okay, so then you would have a clear separation between planning and execution, and you would give the freedom to change what is going on to the people on the shop floor.
And I won't separate the planning. I would integrate it much more. So today, the salespeople are pulling the planners to get the item on time, and the planners are going into production, asking somebody who doesn't care about the ERP system and say, when is this possible? And he don't have any overview or any possibility to help because he lacks the overview that the planner has. So I want this overview to be provided in the shop floor area for him to look at the plan. So he's working on his machine, but he can look at the plan on the screen and say, oh, the stuff you thought I'm going to do tomorrow morning, that's not possible because I still need a specific tool that is sent for reparation or whatever. So he provides value with his knowledge in the production area. And basically, it could be the best stuff that happens will be when he is in contact with the salespeople directly and not having to go through the planner, because the planner is always the people that are being pulled by everybody. So the production guy should call the salesperson saying, I can see you want me to do those three things. It's not possible. So which one is most urgent for you? You can do this or this or this. And they can solve it, and the production guy can handle it, and they can prioritize, and they can do what is actually best for the company.
Okay, but then we are talking about both empowerment of the shop floor people and also on bringing collaboration aspects to both the planning and the shop floor solution, because at some point of time, the people with the different roles need to consistently, efficiently, and within one system communicate with each other so that the person on the shop floor can raise the issue, whatever, with a messenger tool or an internal chat tool or whatever, make a note to the production order or the operation, and then other people see this, and so that everybody works within their boundaries and areas of responsibility, but that we have a seamless flow of information.
Exactly. And it's the same when you implement a warehouse solution. What happens with the warehouse solution? They will start using the chaos inventory principle immediately, and they will start to overtake, the warehouse people will take over the charge of the inventory, knowing where everything is, knowing how everything works, etc. So they will be there, the new responsible for the warehouse, and not somebody looking in the ERP system. And that's why when you look at the warehouse, what's the correct items on shelf, etc., it's the real life that matters, and you need to reflect that in the ERP system. And the same with the shop floor and the manufacturing. It should be the real life that has most priority and that matters, and then it should be reflected as fast as possible in the ERP system for everybody in the supply chain to overview this and see the consequences. And that's definitely about empowerment. And I believe when we meet customers that has a culture that the production people are just stupid blue-collar people that need to use their hammer in the production area, I don't agree with that. I never agree on that. I never met production people that are not skilled in their stuff and that are not good at saying what is possible and what is not possible. And you should, as a company, use that knowledge as much as possible and integrate them as part of the supply chain with high transparency, yeah.